that you can't free yourself with money. Maybe when you kill somebody, derech aliyah, when you're lifting up the hatchet, when you're lifting up your tool, then you killed somebody, maybe that's a chomedic way of killing somebody. Then you can never free yourself with money. Why? If you kill somebody b'shegeg, while you're lifting your axe upwards, there's no chiyuv golus. You don't have to go to golus, because it's a chomedic way of killing that you don't go to golus. But maybe if you kill somebody when you're lifting your axe going downwards, that's not such a strong way of killing somebody. Therefore, if you did it b'shegeg, the loch is you got a golus. You have a kapara for it. So maybe now when you did this type of a misa of killing somebody, when you're bringing your hatchet downwards, maybe the person could pay money and free himself. Kamashullah, nothing doing. Lamaisa, since you killed b'mezid, the din is you have to be killed, you can't free yourself with money. Oh, Malay Rova, for the Rova Kasha, oh, this halacha, mi de tonet vechiskiya nafka. We learned this out for tonet vechiskiya. The tonet vechiskiya, the tonet vechiskiya learns like this. The pasuk says, maki odem o maki beim, we had a hekish. That with, just when a person kills a man, or a person kills an animal. Ma maki beim, just when you kill an animal. Loi chalak, there's no difference, boy. Beim shoygig lemezit. When a person kills an animal, that there's no way that you potter, but rather you're always chayiv. The klal is adam mu'ad li'olam. Whenever a person hits somebody, a person is chayiv for that. No matter how you did it, a man is chayiv for the hezek that he, for the damage that he caused. Is meila af the same way? Ma'ke adam, if a man kills another person. Like techlik, but there's no difference. Bein shoygig lemezid, whether you kill b'shoygig or you kill b'mezid. Bein miskavin, shayna miskavin. Bein derech yirid le derech aliyah. Whether you kill when you're taking your hatchet downwards, or you kill someone and taking your hatchet upwards. Lechayiv mamin, that you're not chayiv mamin, but rather el lepotcher mamin, that you're potter for money. So you see, kotona vechiski, there's no difference between derech yirid and derech aliyah. So there's no, so just like Baderech Yerida, you're telling me now you can't free yourself with money, so who adin Derech, just like Derech Aliyah, who adin Derech Yerida also you can't free yourself. So what are you telling me, I need another pasuk for that? That's Tana de Vechizkiz Halacha. So Marin says, Elo Amar Rami Bachoma, Itzrech Nostu Vini Tufsukin, Kosalko Tadech Amina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Hecho Desimo Esenoi, maybe where you blind his eyes, for Horak Boy, you kill him. For a whole guy b'dovaracher, and you kill him with something else, maybe we say you would have to pay. Rashi says, maybe where you first blind him, and then you killed him. Maybe you have to pay two punishments. Because when you first you punched the guy in the eye, and then you killed him, so maybe you have to pay for the value of his eye also. That's what we need the second pasuk for. Amale Rava said, "Hanamim idoch tana vechiskiya nafka." This we also know from another pasuk of tana vechiskiya. The tana vechiskiya. The pasuk says, "Ayin tachasayin, for loy ayin v'nefesh tachasayin." So clearly, you never have to pay, get killed, and have to pay for the ayin. In case you knocked out the eye, when the only time you pay for the eye, if you only damage the eye. But if you kill them also, we darshan v'loy ayin v'nefesh tachasayin. You do not have to get killed and also have to pay the money for your eye, for his eye. So we know from another pasuk that when you kill the guy and knocked out his eye, you don't have to pay the money for his eye, but just get killed. So what do we need the second pasuk for? Hello, Amar Rav Ashi, Itzvach, we need the pasuk. Salkot Adach Amin, I would have thought like this. Ho yil v'chidishu, sheikh chidjatara b'knas, maybe there's a chidish by knas. Then what Rashi says, b'chol tashlume knas. Sheinim din elixeris melech biyalma. Anytime you have to pay knas, it's a chiddush. It's not a svara, it's a chiddush. V'chiv in the chiddushu, ogzeris chay keim afagav dika v'edje misla shalem. Maybe in the case where you're machayiv knas, and you're also chayiv misa, afagav de miklo mishalem, kamash mulon, you don't have to pay knas. In other words, not like rabbis from before. In other words, in the case, let's say where you're minus your own daughter, where you live with your own daughter. So there, the halacha is you gab chayiv misas bezdin. So maybe in such a case, you would have to pay knas. You have to pay the knas, your manasa. Ah, you say, come live with the Rav Minei. But maybe in the case over here where it's a chiddush that you're paying knas, maybe you do have to pay the knas. Kamash will know that's still your potter. For the Gemara though, will a rabbi though, to yom achidush or chichitcha terah b'kenas, afagav demikto mishalim, hi kol cherem ayovidlei. We had Rav Svara before that he holds no in a case where it's a kenas. Even though you chayiv misa, still you have to pay the kenas. Because he holds from this Svara. Since it's a chidishu, you have to pay the kenas even though you chayiv misa. So what do we do with the pasuk kol cherem? And the Gemara Sovalo Katanakama the Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. And Echanami, he holds like the Tanakama from Chananya ben Akavya, that we use the pasuk to tell us that you put the from Erech Yolai, where a person says Erech Yolai, after he was made a psak bezdin already, that's chayiv misa, in such a case, he doesn't have to pay Erechin, he doesn't have to pay any demay Erechin, and a chanami. And the yog is on a chananya. And a chananya does it good. So Rabbah, that says that by knas, you do have to pay money, now don't say kamle, he'll use this pasuk for the chiddush before, than the case where you say Erechin Yolai, after you have a chayiv misa, that you put the from paying the Erechin Yolai. Any other time, whenever you chayiv misa, halacha is you have to be killed, you can't free yourself with money, and no adin, if you have a chayiv money, otherwise, you don't have to pay the money. We say, come leb derabine. But at the same time, when you have the chayiv misa, you have the chayiv money, you're potter from paying the money. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Aflamet Ches and Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Naro Shenis Arasov and Isgarsha. You have a Naro girl that was Shenis Arasha. She had Kedushin. But from Isgarsha, then she received the get. And now somebody's Manasa. Slamaisa, she's still a Naro Bsula. She's not a Bula. She only had Erisin. She didn't have Nisuyin. So she's still a Naro and a Bsula. The only thing wrong is, though, that she had Kedushin. But now she has a get, since is there knas or not? Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yoimer ain't lo knas. No, she doesn't get knas. Rabbi Kibur Yoimer yesh lo knas. Yes, she gets knas. Lamaisa, she's still a naro, and she's still a psula. Why do I care the fact she was married and she got a get? Lamaisa, right now, she's still a naro, and a psula, she gets knas. But the chiddush is of Kibur holds, uknasa liyatzmo. The knas goes to herself and not to her father. Even though usually the Torah says, Venosan Leavi Hanaro, it goes to the father. Here, the kanas, the money, so the boy or the man has to pay to the father. Yeah. Goes to her, it says. Right, Mor says, my time of Yosef Lili. What's the time of Yosef Lili that says the Chiddush, it says they ain't lo kanas? In the case that she had Erisin, even though she's Nisgarsha, because if she wasn't Nisgarsha, so then she didn't have to pay Knas. Because if she's Narusa, and someone is Manasa, the person's Chayiv Misa. So Pshiti doesn't have to pay Knas. That's what we're talking about, where she wasn't Narusa, she had Kedushin, but her husband gave her a get. But her husband never lived with her. She's still a Psula. She's still a Nara Psula. So the Chaz Kashra is, why does Avyesek Lili say she doesn't get Knas? Why not? She's still a Nara, she's still a Psula. So Mora says, oh, Makro, the Pasuk says, Asher loy oirosho. In Mashmoa, the Pasuk of Knas says that she was not married. Mashmoa arusa, she was married, ain't lo Knas. That's the diak. It says she's a psula, she's a naro, and it says Asher loy oirosho, that she did not have erisin. So that's Mashmoa to write of Yosef Lili that any time she had erisin, even though she has a get, still you don't have to pay a Knas. Rabbi Akiva, what's wrong with Akiva? Why does he say you have to pay a Knas if a man is this girl? After she received the get. But Lechura Pasuk says, Asher lo yerosha, that she was not married yet. So the Kiva says, Asher lo yerosha means Leavia. True. If she was never married, then the din is the knas goes to the father. Arusa, but if she was once married, and now she has the get, and now somebody's manasa, the Lechura is liatzma, that the knas goes to herself. That's from the Kiva. That's what Akiva says in the Mishnah, Liatzma, that's the Diyik. The Torah says, Asher lo yerosha, that where she was never married, then the Knas goes to the father. But in the case where she was already married once, then the Loch is, if somebody's Manasa, since she's still a Psula and an Ara, she gets Knas, but the Chiddush is, the Knas goes to herself and not to the father. For the Gemara, Lemayativ, so, Nara v'loi begeris, Kortzakasha and Yosi Aglili. I'm not forgetting, Kashra and Akiva. that if so, when the Pasuk says Naro, so we darshin Naro v'loy Bageris, that a Bageris does not get Kenas. Once she's 12 and a half years old, she doesn't get Kenas. Is Hochinami, you want to tell me also, according to Rabbi Kiva, the deed should be to Liatzma? It only means that the father doesn't get Kenas once she's a Bageris, but the money goes to herself? You want to tell me? And we know it's not that way. And Vait to Besula, we darshin, the Pasuk says Besula. So we darshin of Besula v'loy Bula, that a girl that had to be already with a man, and now a man is manasa, she doesn't get kenas. So Achinam here also, you want to tell me what it means to say is the latzma? It only means to say that the father doesn't get the kenas when she's a bula, but the kenas should go to herself. And of course, the kasha kontra b'kiva, if the pasuk says asher lo yerosa, that she was not married yet, so partially it means that there's no kenas at all. If the kiva says no, she gets kenas just it goes to herself. The kashra is so, the other dukum also. When the pasuk says she has to be a psula or to be a nara, make the same drushes, then the kenas goes to the father. But if she's not a psula, not a nara, maybe the kenas goes to herself. Elo, what do we have to say? Legamri, no. When the pasuk says psula, nara, it means completely. That if she's not a psula, if she lived with a man already, there's no kenas at all. If she's not a nara, she's a begeris, there's no kenas at all. Is the chura hochinam here also legamri? When the pasuk says Hashem lo yerosa, which is mashmi, she was not married yet, mashmi legamri. If she wasn't married yet, then she gets kenas. But mashmi, if she was once married, there should be no kenas at all. So again, it's a kasha in the Bekiva in the Mishnah. How does he say yesh lo kenas? A girl that had erusin and then she received a get, and now somebody's manasa, why does she get kenas? The pasuk says Hashem lo yerosa, she was not married. Tumor says, Amalach Rabbi Kiva, Kiva says like this, Hai loya rosa, that the apostle says she was not married, is mi boila likiratanya. We need it for this, like this, halacha. We dashen ashe loya rosa, only a girl that was not married, prat lenara shenesasav nizgarsha, prat to a nara, that she did have eretzin, she was married, but she received a get. Shein lo knas, that she does not get knas at all, divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and that's the Tanakhama about Mishnah. The Tanakh says, a Narish and a Sarsav and his Gasha is Ein Lo Kenas, because the Pasuk says, Hashem Lo Yerosa. When do you have to pay Kenas? If she was not married yet. Mashmi, if she was once married, even though she didn't live with a husband, she only had Erisin, not Nisuyin, still she does not get Kenas. That's good. Now Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh Lo Kenas, no, she does get Kenas. O Kenosu Leaviyah, this bright device says argues in our Mishnah. We'll see later in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's trait to noy malibu the Rabbi Kiva. But this brayta says, according to Rabbi Kiva, that she gets kenas. But not only that, but the regular halacha, the kenas goes lavia. The father gets the kenas, not her. Not like it says in our Mishnah, but here it says that the father gets the kenas. Now the Adin Noy says the svara like that also. Hoyo via via zakoi bekesa kudusher. Just like when she gets married, the money goes to her father. Via via zakoi bekesa kenosa. And usually the father gets the kesef or the kenas. When the regular case, when a man is man as a daughter, that the kenas goes to the father. So I'll tell you like this. Ma kesef kedusheh. Just like when somebody marries the daughter, the money goes to the father. The kesef kedushin goes to the father. Afa pishin is arsav nizgarsha. Liyaviyo, even though she was married once before, and she got a get. And now she got married a second time. Kozman, she's a nara, the locher is, the money goes to the father, even though it's a second kedushin. I'll tell you, af kesav kenosa, the same thing of a man is manas. So now, af apishin is asav and is garsho, even though she was already married, and she received a get. But she's still a psula, the husband didn't live with her, the locher is leavia, the kesav, the money goes leavia, that's what this brayta says according to Bekiva. Why does the pasuk say that she's not married? If you're telling me now, even though she was once married, and she got a get, still she gets kenas. So why does the pasuk say, Asher lo yerosa, mashm only when she was not married? So Gemara says, mufna, it's an extra pasuk. And I'll tell you it's like this. Lahakish loy, to make a hekish between the pasha of Anusa and the pasha of Mefuta. Where the man forces the girl, or a man talks the girl into it. The Lord in the man of Gzereshova, to make a Gzereshova, said, Nema kana shelo yerosa. It says by the Pasha of Anusa in Dvorim, Ashelo yerosa, she was not married. V'ne'malahalana says in Shemois by the Pasha Mufuta Asheloyer Rosso that she was not married yet. So make a gezerah shavu like this. Ma kanun, just like over here, it says you have to pay 50, is aflahalan nun. Same thing over there also, you have to pay 50. Well, ma lahalan shkolim, just like over there, it says the word shkolim. Whereas in one pasha it says 50, and in one pasha it says shkolim. So afkan shkolim, we make a hekesh, because there is shovel one to the other, that when you manas a girl, you have to pay a 50 shkolim. And when you mafata, when you talk her into it, also you have to pay 50 shkolim. So Nemakan Rashizah means Bayin. It says Bayin is, it says what, 50. And it says by Mufuta the Pasha of Shkolim. So we put one and one together, you have to pay 50 Shkolim in both places. So that's what Rekiva does with the word Asheloyer Rosso. Even though the Pasha Pshah and the Pasuk is, if she was not married, which is Mashmi, if she was married, she doesn't get Kenas. Still, we don't use it for the Pashtus, but we use it rather for Xavier Shavuot. That even though she was married, she does get kenas, and the kenas goes to the father. It's a regular halacha of kenas. It's only there for stam gzeirah shavah. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Kiva, my chaz is the yashel yerosa gzeirah shavah. How do you know to use this tonight in the Torah that she wasn't married just for the fact of the gzeirah shavah? Ubsula lemutebula, and that the Torah says psula, it means it that you only have to pay kenas if she's not a bula. Ema, let's say the opposite. Maybe Bsulu is there.